Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh. Today we're gonna continue our discussion what Allah is telling to the Jews in Medina in this Quran. And we have seen verse 40 and 41 in the last two episodes. And today we're gonna talk about verse number 42. Here Allah is telling Bani Israel, or the Jews in Medina, telling them, لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. Do not mix the truth with the falsehood. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. وتكتموا الحق. And do not hide the truth. وأنتم تعلمون knowingly. So just in few words, see how valuable information it is that Allah is telling us. ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. Qatada said in this tafsir of this verse is that do not mix the Judaism and Christianity with Islam. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. Judaism has undergone lots of corruption in their scriptures. They have introduced man-made things into the Torah and into the Gospel. The God and the Son of God. In the Gospel, they have elevated the rank of a person, of a human to the statehood of a God. In Torah, they have assigned weaknesses and deficiencies and shortcomings of human being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, they said that after 6 days of the creation of heaven and earth, Allah became so tired so that he needed to take rest on the seventh day. So getting tiredness is a human trait, and it is a human trait that is a sign of weakness and deficiency and shortcoming in us, and they have assigned this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, these are clear corruptions in Judaism and Christianity. So do not mix this corruption with what is there in Islam, which is truth. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. You see, there is the truth, which is the Quran, and باطل, which is this type of man-made insertions in the Torah and Gospel. So do not try to do that. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. And this is the way of the shaitan. Because if there is something that is purely batil, purely falsehood, no human mind and heart has an attachment to it. Because he can see immediately that this is falsehood. It's a purely falsehood. So in order to sell the falsehood, they need to mix it up, sugarcoat it with some elements of truth. And this has been always the ways of the shaitan. When he wants to come to you, let's say wine, for example, he will not expose the falsehood side first. No, first he will say that this brings some kind of health. It will raise some kind of health. You are in a very cold place. It will provide some warmth to you. So it will start to mix the falsehood with some elements of truth in order to package it and sell it to you. So do not do it. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. And we have now heard about the attempt of bringing what they call a mixture, like a blending machine. You bring elements of Judaism, elements of Christianity and Islam, and just print the whole three books into one book and build a place of worship in the same place. Muslims and Jews and Christians, they will all worship, and we'll call it Abrahamic Accord or Abrahamic Faith and this and that. Okay, so لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. There is a truth and there is a falsehood. How can you bring them together? It never mixes. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. And do not conceal the truth. Do not hide the truth. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. You see, the problem is knowingly doing it. وأنتم تعلمون. If a person commits some sins or follows a falsehood without knowing, then there is a chance for him to go back once he knows. And that's why among the Christians you find many of them, they convert or revert back to Islam. When they are in the darkness and see the light, he has the willingness to accept the light. But for Jews, the problem is Allah saying, he is here, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. while you know that, while you know that Prophet Muhammad is true, but still deliberately you went to the other direction. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And then Allah is saying, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And perform the prayer and give the zakah. Establish the prayer and pay the zakah, which is the alms tax. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And bow down with those who bow down. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. So always the salah comes with the zakah. You cannot separate between salah and zakah. No one can separate between salah and zakah. Salah requires establishing it, and it is a physical activity, as zakah is an act of worship obligatory on our money. So we as a human being, we have our physical body as well as our property. And in both of these two sides, we need to show our respect, and there are obligations, and that's what is as-salah wa atu az-zakah wa aqimu as-salata wa atu az-zakah. And finally Allah says warka'u ma'a ar-raki'in, means Allah is telling the Jews that pray with the Muslims in Medina, meaning that become one of them, become among the best of the people at that time who are the companions of the Prophet. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Pray with them, accept the truth. You now know clearly that this is the right Prophet, so pray with them. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Inshallah, we'll continue next time. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.